J.D. Alexander with me right now. And, J.D., we take a look at you get a chance to come to Florida to talk to cattlemen down here, but that's part of the position. You get to see this great nation, don't you?
That's exactly right. And that's really been the thrill for me, is going to the various states all across the nation to see how they do things. We're all in it together. We all do it a little different, but it's still under the same hat as being a cattleman.
Obviously, a lot of issues to discuss, and you briefly talked about a lot of them, but probably the biggest one that affects everybody's livelihoods is the estate tax right now and how important that is. You had such a great analogy, and I don't know if you can repeat exactly what you said or not, but just take a look and sit down and look at your financial statement and the bottom line. Explain that again.
Exactly right. This is huge for our industry. You know, in our industry, we build up a business, try and make a nice living off it, take care of the environment, take care of the land. And then we don't retire. We actually want to turn it over to our, hopefully our next generation to be willing to make it even better and bigger for them. The issue we've got is at the end of the year, if nothing is done with the federal estate tax, it reverts back to a $1 million exemption. And then anything above and beyond that is going to be taxed at 55%. With the inflation of land, machinery, cattle, and so on, this makes it almost impossible for our next generation to pay for some of this if it would be in that factor. So what I do is I say this is simple, folks. Part of the things that we've got to do is present a financial statement to our lenders every year, and it's pretty simple. You look at your net worth, do the math, and it's going to make it nearly impossible if this something isn't done for our next generation to pay some of these bills.
You know, and it's real easy to figure, isn't it?
Well, it really is. I mean, you just do. You take $1 million off, and then anything above and beyond that is going to be taxed at 55%. So, you know, really, it's not that complicated to really look at your own personal financial situation, which most cattlemen do. They've got a better understanding of that because they work with their lenders and knowing where they stand probably about any minute of every day. They kind of know that.
You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Here in Florida, obviously, numeric nutrient criteria, dust issues, EPA, they have really put their hand in trying to regulate our industry, haven't they?
We always say if you can't legislate, you regulate. And this administration really has put a lot of undue regulations on our industry. And that's why I say we've got to be present. We've got to have our voice there, our feet at the table, to make sure our industry, the beef industry, is represented and not overrun. So that's why it is so very critical that we've got our people there to watch day in and day out that they don't do undue regulations or they don't put undue regulations upon us. You know, we've got to be able to operate. And I always say the beef producer is environmentally sound. We make our living off the environment, so we're going to protect it and make sure it's there for our next generations. But we've also got to watch out to where we can't have undue, outrageous regulations.
Well, J.D., I guess in closing, all of those issues, LFTB, BSE, as you said, we've got to be ready for what's next.
We really do. We've got to be looking out to the future. You know, this social media, everything is the way this is today. News spreads instantaneously from any part of the world, literally, that can affect our business. So we've got to be prepared. We've got to be ready. And that's part of why belonging to an association, whether it's the Florida Cattlemen or the National Cattlemen, you know, we've got to have people on the lookout all hours of the day to make sure that something in our industry does not come in to be detrimental to us.